Okay, welcome to the No Excuses podcast with Ryan Montes and Alana Banks. This is episode number 7, and today we're talking about integrity and coaching. And Ryan, I would love to know from you, when it comes to coaching, you know, do you practice what you preach?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. There. Episode done. The answer is yes. I confirm. It's a good question. Should we define integrity?
Yeah, sure. Do you want to define it?
Well, I'll give you my definition. I'll give you mine if you give me yours. So mine would be, and I think a lot of people would hear the word integrity and would think about the application of a subjective or societal set of morals and ethics. And I don't think that's what integrity is personally, although those things are important. I think integrity has more to do with congruence and this idea of doing what you say and saying what you do. So is what you're teaching and what you're preaching and the way you're leading other people, do you actually believe in it? And, you know, is it something that you practice as well? Which is why I think your question really makes sense. I think that's my off the top of my head definition of integrity. What is yours?
Yeah, my definition is really about integrating what you're teaching. So like integrating that leadership, integrating the practices that you are teaching into your own life, right? Mm-hmm. So it's really dropping into that embodied leadership. You know, you are leadership, you are coaching, you live and breathe it. That is your life. You know, you're not putting on your coach hat when you get on the Zoom call, or you're just, you always have it on. You always have that sort of like coaching hat on, and that's the way you live your life. You've completely integrated it. I think I've seen it talked about as like you're dropping down from like your head into your heart and then completely grounded in your knowing.
Yeah. You're dropping down from, it's that simple, everybody. All you need to do is drop down from your head into your heart and be grounded in your knowing. And then the money will just pour in and your clients will be so excited. But that being said, jokes aside, I do understand what you mean. Like, I do understand being grounded, being present, and being real, right? And I think you know when somebody is doing that, when, here's the big test, boys and girls, here's the big test. When you get on a Zoom call with somebody who you've previously gotten to know through their content on social media, is it the same person? Does the same person show up? And this is, I mean, metaphorically, because obviously it's going to be the same human body, but is it the same personality? Is it the same character? Is it the same energy? Is it the same way of talking that shows up on the Zoom calls when you get on a strategy call with a coach as is appearing in the social media, right? Because I think it's a sign of somebody who's out of integrity if they have like one persona or one facade in all of their social media where they're acting, and then you get on a call with them and it's a totally different thing, right? And this is a recipe for lousy sales, right? Or this is a recipe for calling in the wrong types of clients. So one of the pieces of feedback that I've heard over and over and over, and that I really, really am grateful for, is that, you know, people tell me when they get on a call with me, it's the exact same dude that they saw on Instagram. When they're in my trainings, it's the same dude. It's the same guy. It's the same voice. It's the same white wall behind me. It's the same everything that they saw in the videos that caught their attention initially, or in the content that caught their attention initially. And I think that's a big green flag for most people, is when you have that congruency, right? And it goes back to living what you preach, as Alana said, is fully integrating in the methodology and the thinking that you advocate, right?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And we were talking about rapport in our last episode when we were talking about being polite and having manners, and this integrity that we're speaking of now is what builds that rapport with your clients. Because if you're not practicing what you're preaching, right? If you're not integrating all the practices that you're suggesting or talking about, then why should your client? Mm. Right? And I think that that is a big red flag, obviously, when you're looking for a coach. You know, looking for someone to work with is making sure that they have that integrity. And like you said, you know, when you're watching their content on social media, does this line up with, you know, what you might want in your life? Do you want to embody that same person?
Yeah, the same energy. Do you want what they got? Because that's all they can give, right? Yeah. They can, you know, a coach can only sell what they have on the shelf. And so is that what you want? I think, you know, to bring it back kind of to the question of integrity, is the pushback in the industry seems to be against the coaches who are selling what they don't have on the shelf, right? And I know you don't do that, and I certainly don't do that. And I'm very honest with my students. I don't teach anything that I haven't used with great success personally. And I don't coach in a manner that doesn't feel good for me ever. But as in any industry where somebody's selling a product or service for money, there's going to be people who genuinely get it and congruently embody, you know, the values of the industry. And there's going to be people who are imitating others in an attempt to just grow a business. And it's not necessarily that they're bad people or they're doing something that's ethically or morally wrong. It's just that's the business they're in. It's sort of like having no interest in cars whatsoever and being like, oh, it's probably a good business to own a used car lot, right? Is that okay? Is it legal? Is it within the bounds of normal morals? Sure. But wouldn't you rather buy a car from somebody who's a car enthusiast, who can have a conversation with you about, you know, the engines and really, you know, talk to you about gas mileage and reliability from a place of really knowing, right? Mm-hmm. And again, it's a personal preference, right? Some people might say, I don't care about any of that. I just want the cheapest deal, right? But then some people might want to look at that congruence in the service provider or the coach. Let's bring it back to coach that they're dealing with, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you want to, you know, look for a coach who enjoys the work and who is also doing the work. So a coach who has their own coach, right? A coach who is constantly doing their own self-development. You know, before we got on the podcast today, we were chatting about the summer, and you're letting me know that you're going to spend quite a bit of time doing your own personal development. And I think that's admirable, given that you are a coach, you're a trainer, you're working with coaches all the time, and yet there's still more work to be done. You know, we're always working on ourselves. And I think if you're going to be a coach, then you should be constantly living and breathing that work and working on where you can go with your own personal development.
Yeah.
And that to me is integrity, because if I'm a coach, who am I to say you need a coach if I'm not going to be willing to be coached myself?
Yeah. Coaches have coaches, right? Coaches by coaching. And here's the thing, you know, some people who are new to the idea of investing in coaching and, you know, and working with a decent coach is a 4 to 5 figure investment minimum, right? And the return on investment is going to be more than that, right? And however it comes back, it may not be in money, it may be in productivity or quality of life or whatever. But I think one thing people don't realize is if you're investing, you know, 4 or 5 or maybe high 3 figures in coaching for you, probably that coach has invested 4 or 5 or 6 figures in coaching for themselves to get themselves to the position where, you know, they are to help you. At least most of the people in this business that I know, that's the case, right?
Yeah. And that's the value too. So for example, if I'm working with a coach right now, or I'm in multiple containers of coaching, and then I'm working with my own personal one-on-one clients, then they're benefiting from what I'm going through, mm-hmm. right? So it's like this full integration, really. It's like coming from the coach through me to that other person. So it's a huge value when you're working with a coach who's being coached. Yeah. I know it sounds very crazy. You know, I talk about it with my family, and they're like, it seems like you're just coaching coaches who coach coaches or something yeah. like that. But, you know, that's what it is to be in integrity with your practice, right?
Yeah. Like
it's literally you're living and breathing the work 24/7. And, you know, I'm deep in personal development land right now. I'm in multiple coaching containers, and it's because it's a passion. I love it. I mean, all the books I read are about it. Like my whole day, to the point where I'm having dreams about coaches.
Yeah. So
you really do want to be in integrity with that. And I think it's very obvious too, when a coach is out of integrity.
Yeah.
At least it is for me. Maybe to the uneducated eye, maybe not, but it's pretty easy. I've worked with coaches who are not in integrity and as a result didn't have a good experience, right? But that was earlier on in my personal development journey too, where I wasn't as savvy when it came to like looking for red flags about people who I wanted to work with.
What are the red flags? I think people will be interested in that. How do we know if somebody's out of integrity in a coaching context?
Well, I think it's like, if you're working with a coach and they're telling you what to do, that for me is a red flag. And I don't mean like, I think it's really important to, you know, I think the work that we do is really, you know, allowing our clients to come to the answer on the, by themselves. Like we want, or at least that's what I want. I want to be able to work with you in a capacity where you discover kind of like what you need to do through my coaching.
Yeah.
Right.
I gotcha.
But if I'm working with someone and they're like, okay, you need to do this, you need to follow this blueprint, you need to, you know, follow these 7 steps, that for me is a bit of a red flag because it's not really coaching, right? You're telling me what to do.
Yeah.
And it's a balance, right? Like it's a fine line. Like it's like if I'm the coach for the Raptors, obviously I have specific plays in mind that I want them to do or specific drills, right?
Yeah.
But when it comes to the mindset piece, that's where they're kind of like coming up with their own ideas. Like you're coaching them to come up with their own ideas.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, guiding somebody to realize something on their own is always going to be much more powerful than just telling them the answer, right? It's like the teacher that says, well, the answer is in the back of the math textbook, just go look it up, versus the teacher who says, okay, well, let's sit down and, you know, talk about how you might come to the right solution to the problem, right? Yeah. To use the math equation metaphor. Okay. I like that. I'll give you that. I'm trying to think, what is my number one red flag for a coach that's not in integrity? I don't know. I don't want to throw shade at any coaches because there's so many that are so good. But there could be like little things. Like I gave you guys the big one. If a different personality shows up on calls than shows up in social media, that's a big one. Yeah. I also, this is not so much a red flag as it is a pet peeve, but a coach who is unreachable. Like a coach who, and I know it's a legitimate business tactic, but there are, you know, this is very personal. This is a very intimate industry, right? You know, if you have to fill out a bunch of applications and jump through all these hoops just to connect with somebody before you can have a conversation, sometimes that's a bit of a turnoff for me, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. And for me, that was the big, like when I got into working with coaches, that was almost kind of like a red flag thing for me. So like I've worked with coaches who are not accessible. So this is more like once I've signed up with them and then they're not accessible. So we have our session and then it's like, okay, see you next time. But I don't have access to them in between. Mm-hmm. That to me is more like a therapy model, right? Like where you're going to see like a psychotherapist or something. It's very, those boundaries are very clear. Like I work with you in the session and then outside of the session, you know, we don't contact each other.
Yeah.
Whereas I find that more and more now, I think coaches are recognizing the benefit of being available between sessions because that's sometimes when the breakthroughs happen, right? And
often.
Yeah. Early on in my coaching, I worked with a coach who had more of that therapy model, right? It was like we'd have our session and then I didn't have contact with him at all in between.
Yeah.
But then where things really shifted for me was when I started working with a coach who would text me. And I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
This is amazing, right? And so I felt like, and obviously you have to respect boundaries. You can't be texting them nonstop, but just having that access, I think is super important. And that is, I think, integrity when it comes to coaching, because you recognize that this work is ongoing and it's happening all the time. Like it's not just happening in that 90-minute session that you're having. And then it's like, okay, see you next week.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, a coach who is in integrity is going to be available to you in between sessions.
Yeah. As needed, yeah. And as I mean, needed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also just like behaving like a normal human person, right? Like yeah. A normal human interaction is like, hey, every now and then I might send a question and a text message or a voice memo, and it would be normal to respond, right? So yeah, I think we're on the same page for that. So I'm just trying to think, what do we need to cover on this episode of the podcast that we haven't? We kind of got to the, we defined what is integrity in coaching. I think we made it very clear to everybody that we are awesome coaches who are in high integrity, obviously, and super duper modest at the same time. We check those boxes. Yeah, I think we covered it, right? Is there anything else to say? So if you're listening and you are a coach, just, you know, I think the lesson is there's a lot of influence out there to be a certain way and to, you know, use these models or methods or be very profit driven, and that stuff's cool, but remember like the human element, right? And the honesty element, and the, you know, teaching and using what has worked for you, right?
Yeah like don't overthink it. And I think one thing that a coach said to me that was really impactful was show them what you're doing. Right? Like, don't talk about it. Don't talk about what you're doing. Show them. And that's when you're in integrity.
Yeah, I like that.
And that took me a long time to like really understand for some reason.
Yeah.
I was like, show them what I'm doing. What does that mean? And then I figured it out. It was like, stop talking about it all the time. You know?
Yeah.
Just be it. Be it now.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Actually, I really like that. Show them what you're doing. Like, you know, it's always a special day on a coaching call, or especially in group coaching, when the coach is like, hey, by the way, like I did this thing recently. It really worked to grow my business. I'm just going to tell you guys step by step exactly what I did and the result I got. And you can model it if you want. Like those, you know, people always tend to perk up, you know, when it's one of those days. And there's not always time to do that, you know, every week. Like, and we don't, as client, when I'm in the client seat, I don't want to hear every personal intimate detail of everything that my coaches are doing all the time. But that seeing behind the curtain, to like, what are you actually literally doing to be successful strategically? That is hyper valuable information, right? And insight into mindset that's different than just explaining theory, or that's different than just, you know, focusing solely on the client, which is important, right? But it's not the whole pie.
Yeah. And I think it also shows that they're human. It's not like the coach is not superhuman. The coach doesn't have all the answers. And I think when you pull back that curtain sometimes, or you reveal a little bit about your own personal development, it makes you human. It makes you relatable. It builds rapport because it shows that you're real. You're working on you too, but maybe you're just a couple of steps ahead of your client. That's all it really is. Not perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Despite what you all may think about myself and Elena, we are not perfect. Yeah. And you're right. And I agree. Cool. All right. Yeah. I think we got it. Did we get it?
I think we got it. Yeah. So that's a wrap for episode 7.
Episode 7. Great.
Yeah.
We should thank the listeners.
Yes, let's thank the listeners.
Thank you, listeners.
Yeah, thank you. I think we're almost at 200 downloads. So thank you so much to everybody who's been sharing, providing feedback. That's so motivating for us, and also subscribing. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, thank you everybody for your night. A lot of people have sent nice messages about how much they like the podcast, which is awesome. And I have gotten, like, knock on wood, I haven't gotten any mean messages about the podcast either.
Me neither.
No rage, no you're wrong about this and that. Not yet. I mean, one day it'll happen. But yeah. Until then, yeah. Thank you, everyone. Yeah.
And another note too, would be great if you want to message me or Ryan through our Instagram. I'm at Elena Banks Coaching and Ryan is at Ryan Montes NLP. But if you have topic ideas that you want us to discuss or questions that you want us to discuss, I think we would be open to that.
That'd be cool. We should just do a Q&A. Episode where people can send us their questions. And that would be awesome, because that would mean we wouldn't have to think of a topic for that week's episode.
Yeah, it'd right? be so easy.
It'd be so easy. Send us your questions, send us your thoughts, send us your feedback. All right.
All right. Thanks, everyone. And we will see you next time.